Watch GM blasted during Super Bowl for outsourcing jobs to Mexico. By John Binder on February 4, 2019. Multinational corporation General Motors, GM, was blasted for its outsourcing of U.S. and Canadian jobs to Mexico during the 2019 NFL Super Bowl game. In an ad by Workers Union Unifor, Canada's equivalent of the United Auto Workers, UAW, GM executives were slammed for the corporation's laying off of 14,700 workers in North America, including at least 3,300 American factory workers and 4,000 U.S. white-collar workers. "When GM needed help, we gave them $300 from every single Canadian. And after that, nearly an $11 billion bailout," the Unifor ad states. GM continues to expand in Mexico, leaving workers out in the world. A move that's as un-Canadian as the vehicles they now want to sell us. "GM, you may have forgotten our generosity, but we'll never forget your greed. If you want to sell here, build here," the Unifor ad continues. Like the UAW, Unifor is urging Canadians to boycott GM vehicles that are made in Mexico. Specifically, in a second that targeting GM's outsourcing to Mexico, Unifor tells consumers to not buy any GM products that begin with the number 3, stating that this is an indicator of it being made in Mexico. "What's in a vehicle identification number? A lot more than you might think," the Unifor ad asserts. "There's someone's livelihood, food on the table, money for their child's education. And if it starts with a 3, it stands for jobs taken away from Canadians. Boycott GM vehicles made in Mexico," the ad concludes. GM has threatened to sue Unifor for running the anti-outsourcing ad during the Super Bowl, giving the workers' union a deadline to stop all airing of the ad. The union, though, continued to air the ad. In 2019, GM is stopping production at 4 American plants, including Detroit Hamtramck and Warren Transmission in Michigan, Lordstown Assembly in Ohio, and Baltimore operations in Maryland. This comes after GM laid off about 1,500 American workers in Lordstown in 2018, while their Mexico production remained unaffected. At the same time, GM attempted to import nearly 3,000 foreign workers to take American jobs at its factories, financial, and corporate facilities over the last 3 years. While GM lays off thousands of American workers, its production in Mexico and China is ramping up. Specifically, GM is looking to manufacture an electric Cadillac in China and continue manufacturing its Envision compact vehicle in China. Despite the layoffs, GM CEO Mary Barra has continued raking in about $22 million a year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.